Whether Saddam Hussein remains in power to enjoy another revolution day in Iraq will be a decision made in the coming weeks. President Bush has called on the United Nations Security Council to forcibly disarm Iraq if necessary, but the permanent members of the council remain divided. While the council has called for Iraq to make an attitude change in its dealings with the international community, it does not mirror the United States' resolve to go to war. As debate over a possible second resolution continues, the U.S. and Britain are moving ahead with strategic plans involving NATO allies, including Turkey. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And each member of the Security Council, of course, had a formal response to Secretary Powell's case against Iraq this week, but likely those remarks were prepared in advance.
I think they were, yeah.
What's your estimation of where the permanent members stand now?
Well, the permanent members are the most important members of the Security Council. Only one additional permanent member, Great Britain, is clearly with the United States in wanting to press soon for military action against Iraq. The other three permanent members, France, Russia, and China, each in their own way wants to see the inspection process continue. Mm-hmm. Most notably, France, the French foreign minister, called for an expansion of the inspection process with more inspectors, and he said that France would donate aircraft and helicopters in order to help. The Russian foreign minister said the time has not yet come for military action, and China's a little bit more wary, but they would like to see the inspection process continue as well.
The words in Resolution 1441 talk about serious consequences if Iraq doesn't disarm. When the members of the Security Council passed that resolution, what did they mean serious consequences were, if not war?
Well, they all knew that serious consequences meant war or military action to force Saddam Hussein to disarm. That was clearly wording that the United States and Great Britain wanted in that resolution. But 1441 is not simply that. 1441 is a complex Security Council resolution that, in fact, has implemented the strongest and most reinvigorated inspection process in Iraq since the early 90s. And I think at the time that the wording of 1441 was put together and passed back in November, the United States was focused on the serious consequences, the possible use of military mm-hmm. force. But again, Russia, France, China, and a number of the non-permanent members were focused on the tougher inspections and whether that might actually disarm Saddam Hussein mm-hmm. or eliminate the possibility that there would be military action.
Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld is in Europe this weekend to consult with NATO allies. Are divisions hardening between those European states that support and oppose the U.S. and Great Britain?
I don't think that divisions are hardening between European states. I think that there is divided opinion in Europe, but what is hardening is the positions of European states vis-a-vis the United States. I think a lot of the smaller nations in Europe and those new to the European Union and to NATO, mostly from Eastern Europe, have come out in support of the United States' action against Iraq. But that's because of the importance to them of the relationship with the United States, not necessarily the European context. And I think they've also seen the cold, the freeze that has entered into the relationship between Germany and the United States because the German government has been so opposed to any military action in Iraq, and they don't want to see that in their new relationship with the United States in the same way.
Mike, this week the U.S. seemed as if it was on the verge of letting Turkey, a member state, send its troops into northern Iraq if hostilities break out. What's the, I'll put it this way, historic interest the Turks have had in stationing troops in northern Iraq?
The Turks are worried about the strength of the Kurds in northern Iraq because Turkey has a large Kurdish population, and the Kurds have always talked about a state of their own that might include portions of Iraq, Iran, and southeastern Turkey. So the Turks want to send troops into northern Iraq in order to make sure that that doesn't happen. The United States is talking to Turkey about allowing this to take place because the United States wants to station up to 20,000 troops and perhaps even more American troops in southeastern Turkey to enter Iraq from there in at least a two-pronged invasion when the attack on Iraq actually starts. So it's a very interesting dialogue that the United States has entered into with Turkey about whose troops go where and where they might go in Iraq later on.
And any apparent promise to let Turkish troops go into northern Iraq, could that have the effect of jeopardizing the support that so many Kurds would have for overthrowing Saddam Hussein?
Certainly, in fact, that's true. The Kurds have enjoyed 12 years of real autonomy in northern Iraq since the end of the Gulf War, but they've always been wary of what the Turks might do in northern Iraq. And so as much as the United States needs the support of the Kurds in northern Iraq in this war against Saddam Hussein, that might be jeopardized if the United States lets Turkey go too far in military action in northern Iraq.
Michael, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.
NPR's Mike Schuster.